So how did the deal get done, and is it unusual for a president-elect to do something like this?
It is unusual. How many times have you seen people running for office, whether it's president, whether it's governor, senator, whatever it might be, and they say, we're going to keep your jobs here, and in the end, they really don't keep the jobs there. We don't know the specific details, or at least we don't know many of them, regarding why the Trump administration was able to convince Carrier to keep that plan in Indiana. But if you read between the lines, it's pretty clear that United Technologies, the parent of Carrier, which has about $6.5 billion in federal contracts, mostly with the Defense Department, they didn't want to start off the new administration, start off a relationship on the wrong foot. So that's part of this. A statement issued today by Carrier, you know, they don't get into details, but they issue some platitudes in terms of how they're able to see things eye to eye with the Trump administration. The incoming Trump-Pence administration has emphasized to us that its commitment to support the business community and create an improved, more competitive U.S. business climate. The incentives offered by the state were an important consideration. Those incentives, it's been reported by a couple of outlets to be about $700,000. Look, that's a drop in the bucket to a company like United Technologies. The bottom line is this, guys. You do not want to see a new administration starting and having an attitude about a particular company if you're the CEO of United Technologies. And that's why I think they ultimately said, let's make a deal to keep this plant open. Mm-hmm.